John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. The Nationals are in town, and I am joined in studio by Joe's McFly.
Hi, guys. Season's on the line.
Season on the line in the Bronx.
Type it in the chat.
Season is on the line.
We get Josiah Gray today?
Josiah Gray today, who is our friend.
Is my friend.
Yeah.
I invited him to the office again.
He and I, we've exchanged Instagrams.
Pleasantries.
He looks at stories.
He does. He definitely does. We have a lineup today. Today is August 22nd, and the Yankees are trying to beat the streak. What's the streak? The losing streak. Let's get out of them losing vibes.
You know what's crazy? I forgot we're in the middle of an 8-game losing streak.
No, we're at the end of it, Biebs. Let's go. DJ LeMahieu leading off. Judge, Torres, Stanton, Volpe, Bader. Oh, this is normal. Now starts the fun. Pereira, Peraza, Rortvedt. Sorry. Rortvedt.
Nice.
What the hell's wrong with me? Rortvedt, and we have Rodon, who's back on the mound, coming fresh off an injury. Carlos Rodon back on the bump, going up against the Washington Nationals.
Yes. Few notes on the lineup.
That's right. Major league debut.
Major league debut for Everson Pereira. Peraza's backup. Yes. Corresponding moves, the bookkeeping there. Greg Allen was designated for assignment. The Yankees allowed Billy McKinney to choose to go on the IL. That's a joke. Billy McKinney on the IL.
No lefties.
Zero lefties. Jake Bowers on the bench, which is fine.
Mm.
But yeah, the Yankees have gotten less lefty in the last 24 hours.
Let's hope that changes.
Let's hope we don't care.
Maybe go through a draft cycle and draft all lefties. Only, exclusively lefties.
Drafting for the stadium.
Yes, draft for the stadium. Well, what are we watching for on this August 22nd day?
I mean, the obvious answer, I think both of us share, is one specific guy, but we'll mention two of them, and they're batting seventh and eighth, and it's Everson Pereira and Oswald Peraza.
Got to be watching for the kids.
Well, we're watching the kids. That's kind of what it is every day.
That's what it's got to be now.
The other note on the lineup, which did make sense after I thought about it again for a moment, with two kids coming up who need to be kind of towards the bottom of the order, generally speaking, at least early, Volpe does slide up to five, which I guess we'll see more of.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, at this point, I mean, I don't
dislike it. But
What you know what I want, I would like to see with the lineup? Teams are not. And again, are we playing for playoffs? I mean, probably not. We would need a miracle, right? But I'd rather play better ball or good ball.
I root for the team to win.
What's the reason that you want to put Judge up in the lineup? and batting second.
More at bats.
But he's not getting them. Why? He's getting plate appearances, not at bats. But it's because they're walking him, right? He's walking at an insane clip right now.
Yeah. And Glaber typically offers decent protection. As good as anybody can in this lineup.
He does.
Of late, during this losing streak, he's been a double play machine. So it's been almost an extra walk judge, Glaber. Probably a little in his head at this point. It's just been such a crazy double play stretch the last 10 days or so.
Would you move? And again, this is like conversations for...
Yeah, like it's kind of
if picture. Games mattered, right? Would you have moved Judge down to try to see if they get two people on, then they would have to, or one person on, then they would have to pitch the Judge rather than walking him?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It's not what I'd do, but I could be fine with it as long as it's not lower than third. Personally, I still like him firmly second. The thing that occurred to me, if DJ cools off at all, or Volpe stays in a decent spot offensively, the last month of the year I would be open to Volpe lead off every day.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I was that's my other thing
with where
too.
They're at.
Volpe leading off.
Give once we get to like September, I guess they'll keep your eye out for something like that.
What do we want to see from the kids? And I'm gonna throw Volpe in there as well.
Yeah, I think he's the youngest of them.
Okay. So out of the three kids that are going to be in the lineup here that are going to play significant playing time from here on out, what do we want to see from them?
Good at bats.
Yeah.
Whatever that exactly means. Specifically with walks. Pereira, who I know strikeouts and walks have been an issue with him. I think in AAA of late, he had been walking more. Certainly the final game, I know he walked twice.
I want to see walks. I want to get excited for walks.
I like to see him be able to work a count, even if the result ultimately isn't there. I won't mind trying to, like, over the offseason talk about, like, no, but they, like, had good at-bats.
Yeah. They walked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah. Minimal strikeouts, more walks. And obviously the usual, like, watching him hit would be a blast.
Yeah.
Pereira, I think it should have pop. Peraza, I think, is supposed to be able to hit his share of homers. I'd like to see him play every day and fully uncork some of that.
Now, for us to get there and to get to that place, we would need to path a victory, right?
Mm-hmm. Via pitching.
Via pitching. Pitching is very important. Starting pitching is supremely important, and Rodon... You know, first year of the contract, I want to see some more from you, Pop. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they're going to push him crazy.
No, not today.
I think four. I'm like,
yeah, I wonder if he's going to be on. That's something we should have asked Booney about today. But more pressing topics just didn't really come up.
Right.
And if I could slip one more thing in, like, is Rodon just good? Like, he'd pick up where he left off. Is he on a pitch count? Is he?
Like, I don't think he needs to build up.
No, but it's just like, get him out of there. I'd rather take him out too early than leave him in too long right now, especially day after an off day.
I think the entire pen's available, right? Who pitched on...
King is the only one that should be probably out. And even then, I think he's available if they needed it. But I would guess he's on path for... What day is Sevy's tomorrow. I would guess he's... on pace to trail Sevy and like air it out. So working backwards, Clay would pitch the ninth inning if we have Rodon. Let's pencil him in for five.
Okay. You know what?
Four, in line with a win.
Yeah,
for
sure.
A win.
Five.
So we have to fill six, seven, eight, nine. Clay.
I'm going five, two runs.
It's been a while since we've seen Wandy. It's interesting.
By the way, guys, Nationals, while they are in last place, 57-68, yes, I get it, but they're a little
brand
bit
of baseball
right
lately. Their record since the break is pretty good.
Yeah, they're 7-3 in their last 10. I think that they took 2 out of 3 from the Red Sox.
Yes.
So
they they've been playing a good brand of ball, and they are a team that is. There's a few different flavors of. August lineups for teams that are out of it.
Yep.
A team like the Yankees could be. We're trying to feel that out. They could be sadder and like just wanting to end this or disappointed. A team like the Cardinals is feeling some of that. Where the Nationals, it's a lot of hungry guys getting a real chance to play. Wow, and they're excited.
They've won three straight series. They swept Oakland, 2 out of 3 versus Boston, 2 out of 3 versus Philly.
They've been giving people fits. They're hungry dudes. He's not in the lineup today because a lefty's starting, but just a note on them, which somehow it's been sort of under the radar. Blake Rutherford's up.
I remember when the Yankees drafted him, man. Blake Rutherford, East Rutherford. Was he from East Rutherford? I don't know.
I don't think so. I think he's a Cali guy.
I don't know. We were thinking about different stuff with him, and I like Blake Rutherford.
He's made it to the big leagues.
Yes.
That's on the other team, and he's not starting today, so not a what to watch for today, but would guess tomorrow, Sevy in the lineup, he'll be there. It's been not very good, but he's been up, I don't know, 2-3 weeks now.
Good for him, though.
So, yeah, it's good stuff. It's interesting. So it'll be nice to see him.
Man, he's batting 320, 345, 978 OPS.
I think that's in the minors, maybe.
That is minors. Yeah, I know, but I was looking at his minor league numbers this year. That's why he earned his promotion. Good for him.
His double A and triple A numbers this year are really good. He's 26. Plenty of guys it takes a little bit to figure it out. He has time to have a very good career.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's exciting for him. Not in today's lineup. Nats, while we're here, their lineup. C.J. Abrams, he steals a lot. Lane Thomas, Joey Meneses. Kiber Ruiz, DHing. Stone Garrett, he hits. He's in left field. Riley Adams, Ildemargo Vargas, Alex Call, who has struggled but hits lefties, and how Carter Kieboom is still around there. I don't know. He was supposed to be him.
I remember.
He's had a crazy go of it.
He's got a great name.
Yeah, I remember one year the Yankees were playing them, and John Sterling just kept calling him Carter Kaboom.
That's such a... Yeah.
If he worked out, those shirts would move.
ASAP.
So I root for that guy, too. I like him. And we like Josiah Gray.
I'm going to message him right now, and I'm going to say take it easy on my Yanks if you can.
There's some kids debuting. Yes. Give them a chance. Go easy on Pereira. Easy on Pereira.
Okay. I got that. I just did that. Take it easy on Pereira. And Peraza.
They're new. They're young.
Yes.
Younger than you, Josiah. And good for Josiah. Grew up a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
It'll be nice for him.
Trying to see if he, well, we'll see.
Yeah. could be available tomorrow.
And this might be mean as soon as we start talking about him, but it's time for our...
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft.
Wait, did we pop a victory? Did we talk about which relievers are coming in?
Oh, not fully. We haven't seen Wandy in a while. I think he gets into tonight's game.
Yes.
There's a chance they try to stay away from Loaisiga just because he pitched back-to-back games, but that was 2 days ago. He's fine.
I feel like if we were in a winning situation,
if he pitched today, he would be out tomorrow, I think. But if he went back-to-back for the first time.
I think Clay...
They've got all their bodies.
We got to see Clay.
Yeah.
If he's closing, would be nice. Wandy's getting in this game.
I think Wandy gets involved. He's had his week off.
Hamilton,
we could see. Maybe he's right after Rodon. A couple different looks there. Middleton could be involved.
Yeah.
And if this game gets out of hand, Hamilton's pitched such a large volume of innings, they could do... Rodon to Hamilton to Abreu or something.
Yeah, they could. They could.
Homer draft.
Yes.
Neither of us scored any points last week. Yankees didn't score in two of the games. Zero homers in the series. But I hit a few this weekend, so okay. I do have the first pick.
You do. Again.
There's a few policies out there. But at this time, let's have some fun.
Okay.
Everson Pereira. I'm making the inaugural pick.
Whoa.
Season's going to be back on.
You think he's homering his first game? Is that his first hit?
Yes.
It might be a promo.
And you have two picks.
All right. Okay. I'm going. You know what? I'm going Peraza.
Okay.
Today. So I'll take your kid and match mine.
We each grabbed a kid.
And then I'm taking Judge because when he's available, you have to draft. That's just what it is.
And then I'm with my second pick, similar prototype. I'll grab Stanton.
I want to see him get going, man.
Never know when that'll be available to you.
Oh, he just messaged
later in a series.
He just messaged me back. He said, "Nah."
And you know what? That's so fair. He's a good dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I really like him.
He said, "Nah." And he laughed. All right, well, tough time tonight. Should be cool. All right.
Over/under.
You picked Stanton. Okay. Let's see. Where is the over/under tonight? Let me say, I'm seeing 9.
You're very close. It's 8.5.
Oh, I'm always within a half.
And it's under Yanks versus a righty.
Yeah. Yeah, let's.
For me.
You're going under?
I'm going under. They play lefties the next 2 days, so I'm sort of saving my overs. Without having seen the lines yet.
9? No, 8.5.
8.5.
That means it would have to be a 5-4 game or like. I'm going. I wanted to pick like over to, you know, be different. Yeah.
These kids are bringing a new energy.
You know what? Over.
Didn't realize you don't believe in Rodon.
That's mean. It's
messed up, man. I believe in him. That's why I went under. Okay.
I believe.
You seeing anything in tonight's action that you're
premonitioning? What am I seeing in my mental mind, Biebs? What am I seeing in my mental mind?
Those might be the Jimmy Shades.
Shady Rays.
JM 30, 30% off.
Yes. What am I seeing here?
That's a free one.
I'm actually seeing a very exciting outfield assist.
Really?
Left field. We're going to see Pereira. Pereira to Volpe to Peraza. Get him out of third.
He's cutting off a throw to third.
Might cut off and they're trying to take an extra base. And he throws a third. Think a runner's maybe going home. Mm. Or he might actually go straight to third. And he'll showcase his arm a little bit. I don't know what his arm grade's at.
I was just about to ask you, man.
Yeah, I don't know where his arm grade's at, but I think he's going to have an outfield assist tonight. I'm going to go at third because either he's going to Volpe at shortstop, at second base, or he's going to go to Peraza at third. But he's going to do it there. There's going to be snipe. What are you seeing?
I'm trying to see what I'm seeing. I think similarly, I'm eyeing a kid.
What?
And I wish I could say I'm seeing something for Pereira.
Danny in the chat saying Pereira is looking cute tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's a promo.
I think what I'm seeing, I think Peraza playing third base.
Okay.
Makes a throw across the diamond from foul territory.
Ooh, like a Machado kind of play?
Kind of like a Machado kind of play.
Like a Machado or an A-Rod?
Rod.
Oh, so he's going over the top.
Yeah. He's got that very good arm. We saw a taste of it in that Rockies game, if you remember, back in July. Where does it go? He has a chance to have kind of like that special arm at third.
Okay. I like that. I like these sunglasses looking on me, boy. Get that. Get your Shady Rays.
Subscribe.
Thou shalt hangeth, we shall bang it.